Harlan executed on both the offensive and defensive ends last week in their 49-7 win over Perry. Head coach Todd Blatt still wants to see improvements on his Cyclones team, including seeing the assignments and the lines improve coming into the week.
You know, we needed to play a little bit cleaner with our penalties-wise and also with our execution, you know. Alignment-wise, defensively, we needed to get lined up a little bit more effectively. And, you know, we accomplished some of those goals. There's still things that we need to work on that way. But offensively, we were looking to be a little bit more assignment sound. And we still had some assignment breakdowns. But, you know, overall, I think we did improve.
In the game last week, Will Arkfeld passed for 217 yards and threw for 3 touchdowns. Arkfeld is not only becoming more comfortable in the position, but is showing that he can get the job done.
He's been a good quarterback for the last 3 years, and we've seen it in practice. You know, he just had somebody that was pretty darn good in front of him slinging the ball around. So, you know, he's getting a little bit more experienced out on the field, and, you know, he's put in the work to do that. And he's a very talented kid, so it's starting to click for him.
Harlan's defense has been more than impressive this season. The Cyclones are allowing just 15.5 points per game and 46 tackles per game. Coach Black credits his defensive staff for their hard work, coaching the athletes in the right direction, with the talent of Matthew Serfenden and Quinn Kesters helping to lead on the defensive side.
Well, I think our defensive coaches do a fantastic job over there. They put a lot of time and effort into this. Coach Brummer and Coach Carney and Coach Browse, those guys, they work well together. And, you know, the kids buy into the product that they're selling. So, you know, they know that if they do their job, that good things are going to happen on that side of the ball. You know, I think Sorfenden's probably, Matthew, he's probably the leader on that side of the ball. And, you know, Quinn Kester's back there. He's starting to figure out that position a little bit better in the secondary. You know, we're gonna be tested in all three levels of the defense this week. So, you know, they got a big challenge in front of them with Nevada. They like to do some different things, and they have some talented guys for sure.
Harlan is currently ranked number 3 in Class 3A District 6, behind both Nevada and Creston. Harlan lost to Creston 2 weeks ago, 25-22, and now faces Nevada this week in a district matchup. In the passing game, Nevada is led by Connor King, who passed for 218 yards and went 8 of 10 in the game with 4 touchdowns. Carson Stevenson rushed for 100 yards and rushed in a touchdown. Harlan has a tough test against the Cubs underneath the lights.
Well, as you know, with RPI and all that stuff, W's and L's are the only things that matter. So, you know, they're 5-1, and bad teams don't end up 5-1. They're a real good football team. They're well coached. They got some big kahunas in there, and you know, that's concerning because we're not super huge as a team overall. But you know, like, I think we've got to play clean. We've got to make sure that we go execute our game plan offensively and defensively. We kind of trust the guy next to us to do their job, so we can do our own individual job. You know, and that's football in a T. I mean, everybody's going to tell you that everybody's got to do their job so that every job on the field can get done. But defensively, you always have to give up something, so there's always the chance.
While the Cyclones improve, other teams are also improving along the way, which only pushes Harlan forward to get even better.
We always focus on improvement, whether it's, you know, recognizing things faster so we can get lined up better and have better alignment scheme. You know, whether it's, you know, your actual skill on the field or your reaction times. You know, those are things that can definitely develop over the course of a season. You always see that from week 1 to week 8-9. Guys are playing faster on both sides. It doesn't matter if you're an 0-7 or an 0-8 team or an 8-0 team. Both teams are improving and reacting to things faster. And so we always focus on just improvement through the week and improvement day to day, and you know, try to get, you know, 1% better through a day.
The Cyclones will kick off at Nevada underneath the lights at 7:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.